Trump's interpretation, however, has not been embraced by the courts or the legal norms of the country for 160 years. Cecilia Wang is National Legal Director for the ACLU.
The president's executive order is attempting a radical rewriting of that 14th Amendment guarantee to all of us that if you're born in the United States, you're a U.S. citizen.
Indeed, even in periods of great hostility to immigrants, the notion of birthright citizenship has remained so entrenched that during World War II, when Japanese citizens were held as enemy aliens in detention camps in the United States, their newborn children were automatically granted American citizenship because they were born on U.S. soil. And Congress subsequently codified that understanding. Today in the Supreme Court, the justices are likely to focus on the 1898 case of Wong Kim Ark, born in San Francisco in 1873 to Chinese immigrants. Back then, no documentation was required for immigrants entering the U.S., and the parents ran a business in San Francisco until they ultimately returned to China. In 1895, after their son visited his family in China, he was denied re-entry on his return on grounds that he was not a citizen. He challenged the denial and won in the Supreme Court. By a 6-2 vote, the justices interpreted the words, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, to mean that all children born in the U.S. were automatically granted citizenship, with three limited exceptions, only one of which exists today.